The middle of Hilchot Shabbos, the middle of Shin Hey on Daf 192, Tzavi Bava Mabez, regarding the halachas, Bama Behem Yitz B'Shabbos, what could an animal go with on Shabbos? Sif Yitz Ches. So, related to that, it comes into other different things that it's wearing and other related halachas. Sif Yitz Ches. In Yitz Ches, you cannot ride on the animal, and you cannot hang from the animal. Even on the side of the animal, it's forbidden to utilize. But the sides of the sides, let's say something else is placed on the side of the animal. And now he's utilizing the thing that's on the side of the animal. That's the side of the side. And which of that's permitted? Now, if he went on to the animal, even deliberately, he should come down. Because of the pain of the animal. For this reason, park in Masa Shalal, you unload the load that's on the animal. So what do? He puts his head beneath the load, and he moves it to another side, and then it falls by itself. Forbidden to sit on a wagon chain, that the non-Jews leading on Shabbos, because that's utilizing the animal. Also that it shouldn't cut a branch, places in the rush, respect me, you're not to ride on the animal on Shabbos. It's a decree. Because you might cut the branch from where it's connected. As you're driving, the animal's not moving fast enough. You break up a branch. To whip it with it, to make it go. Then you'd be liable for the issur d'oraisa of detaching. Because it's a derivative of harvesting, which Sharatin Nun Beis says that's the Gemara. Now, there's another reason that you're Shalmi, because the Shvis is behemtoi. You simply can't have the animal do work. We hold later on, Simcha Beis, the chai noises out where the animal carries itself, and they were not gozer by an animal, and therefore we need the reason of the babu, because it's not like considered carrying the person. Look at Beis in the bush that the answer, according to the reasoning of the Yerushalmi. Sivkot and Samach Beis. Moreover, you cannot hang from the animal. The choshimish b'balachim, any utility regarding a living creature, kalu b'chal rechiva, that was included in riding, and they made it forbidden. And even if it's in a place where there's no concern, where you're not going to come to cut a branch, it's in the desert, there's no trees for miles. The lake is married, there's no branches. Let's say you just want to rub the child on the animal, like a ride, a slide on the animal, to play around with him. It's also forbidden to not make any differentiations in the teachings, and forbidden to utilize an animal, period. Sivkot and Samach Gimel, but Tzidei Tzadon. For example, let's say something else is on its side. He's leaning himself on the side of that thing, which is on the side of the animal. That's Tzidei Tzadon. That's okay. But let's say he's utilizing on top of that thing, which is placed on the side of the animal. Well, then that's literally utilizing the side of the animal. And therefore that would be forbidden. Sivkot and Samach Daled. We said, now, let's say if a person went up on the animal, I feel a bit amazed, even deliberately, Yerush should come down. Meaning, it's not like by a tree. The halacha is the mole amazed. If you went deliberately on top of a tree, that you don't come down from Matzah Shabbos, Bishop Knas has a penalty. Here, you come down, Bishop Tzab Balachayim, because of the pain of the animal. Sivkot and Samach Daled. We said, for this reason, Parkin. If we unload a load that's on the animal, I mean, that is afilah maso muktzah, even though the load is muktzah, kamokum. However, therefore they let you take down the load, even though it's muktzah because it's tzav alachaim. However, leirotz lahakum mitam tzav alachaim lasalka beidam, but they didn't want to be lenient regarding tzav alachaim to actually remove the muktzah with your hands, given nefshel lasalka shlo beidam, since it's possible to remove it without your hands. So that's what we said. So what you should do is you put your head beneath the load and you remove it to the other side and it falls by itself. Now, the Ramah brought a case that it's forbidden to sit on the wagon, that the non-Jew is leading, because the Misrael Ba'as by Manhigo, if the Jew himself is leading, then we have a biblical prohibition, Shemachamer, because of causing an animal to go somewhere, which the Sharatin Ches says, and if the animal is his own, he's over also on Shviz V'Hemtoi, but that the animal is not resting through the wagon. And even if it's just leased to him, there are opinions that hold that Schirus is kind of Lechumra, that the lease is like you acquired it as a stringency. So forget about it if the Jew would be doing it. But even if a non-Jew is doing it, Sivkot and Samach Zayin, the Jew cannot sit on the wagon because Shemishtamash Bebehema, because he's utilizing the animal, meaning chiddush is like this. So the nipir tzid it's tadin. It's not called the size. So I'm not using the animal. What do you mean? The animal's hitch, the wagon sits to the animal, and I'm using the wagon. So that's the side of the side. No, nishagol mukhbeges b'tzid abhema, because the wagon is connected to the side of the animal. Kibin shubishdamish al gav al gola, but since the person is on the wagon, b'dini kamar al tzid abhema mamish. So that's like as if you're on literally on the sides of the animal. Like we mentioned before, like if there's a garment on the animal that's like, and you're on top of it, like you're on the animal itself. So here, like when the wagon's hitched to the side, but you're on it, it's like you're on the sides of the animal, which the Charatin Eisenotes said, that's when Magid Bram Sivkan Chas. Sivkan Yori writes another reason, since how, anyway, the animal is going with the wagon, so then that's like included in the utility of the living creature. It's forbidden in all cases. And he writes this, even if you don't hold like the sheets around, it's brought in Sivkan Chas, and it's resolved with this, what Achrenim asking them, look in the Lubush Yisrat. Akamanim says, Mishaburim, and even to utilize on the board that's coming out of the wagon from behind, even that's forbidden. Let me concede this, that's also not called the sides of the side. What do you mean? The wagon is the side, and the board coming out of the wagon is the side of the side. No. It's all considered as one vessel. As the Sharatin Samach says, that's from Magid Ram. Not like the Tal Iris, also Rashi, Kafnon, Heyam, and Aleph. Sounds like a Ram, because anyway, why would it be forbidden to leave a ladder on the tree? He's only going up on the rungs of the ladder. Obviously, it's all considered one kli. Right? Why don't you say that the ladder, we say you not go up on the ladder that's on the tree. Why? The boards are touching the tree. The rungs are connected to the ladder. So that should be tzidit sadin. No, says Mishabur, because that's considered one kli. The ladder is on the tree, and you're going up on the ladder. So if you test, an animal falls into a stream of water. If the water is deep, you cannot provide to them what it needs there in its place. So maybe you bring pillows and blankets, and you put it beneath the animal because of the pain of the animal. Although halachically, one should not rabbinically do this because you're nullifying a tool from its utility now. It's like you're setting it aside, but Tzar Bal Chaim is there. Says the Ramah, didn't carry behemoth b'Shabbos. The halacha of combing an animal on Shabbos can be yomtiv. It's just like yomtiv. Says the Mordechai Perek Beis. The Beit, finally, come on. Siv Tufkov Chav Gimel Siv Beis. Says the Mishburim. Siv Katan Samaches. Emam Amayim Amukav Behul. If the animal fell in, the water is very deep, because the Im Ein Amukav is not deep. Yochel Afanis Mekamish Like Thomas. You can provide for it in this place. There shouldn't die. Ema Timbal Nechkar Mitzas Levat Tufkov Chav Gimel. Then you don't permit him to put pills in like a zit and nullify the vessel from its preparedness, from its utility. But if it cannot be provided like that, so maybe karma accessible hulu, being pills and blankets, you can put other vessels beneath it. It should tell us that it can climb out, and not karma accessible roots, and the pig pills and blankets as a chiddush. After like you English damage been all days, even though now the pills and blankets are unusable now. Because as the wetness, the moisture got soaked in water, even the animal comes out. Even so, because the biblical prohibition of the pain of an animal comes. And we know this from the fact that Torah warns you from taking up a load from the animal. It nullifies it pushes away the halacha of nullifying a vessel from its bavin. Which they decreed not to nullify in Shabbos. Is a vessel from what is prepared. And you put it beneath it. But you cannot actively pull out the animal. All living creatures are mukta. I said aside. We cannot compare, even though that gizera we allow, not necessarily this one. That's mukta the Rambam. Even to pull it out with your hands, if not possible through pillows, like the Yehudi through non-Jew, everyone agrees that you'd be able to get the animal out. Is that other Yisrael Menachos Karmic Sazim? It's even better than your Yisrael Rabbanon, because Amila Akim is a lesser type of Yisrael Rabbanon.
So he said, for this reason that we're concerned with Tzabal Chayim, etc., that we unload the load. How do you do it? So machnas reish v'chulu, so you put your head beneath it, and you have it shifted off the animal. So the Be'er Halacha says, this is all brought in the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph, in the Torah, and he said, according to the Mechaber Pasuk, they don't simcha nirav sibches like the Rosh, that tilta begufay, moving something with your body is permitted in all situations. If that's the case, even without the spread Tzabal Chaim, we should have permitted to put his head beneath them. If not, that you say that the Rambam holds that moving with your body is considered total, but that's pushing it, because if that's the case, why is the Mechaber Saisim over there Ladin, like the Rush regarding this? After that, the Ram disagree on this. Moreover, the Torah himself, Paskins over there, the Tilda Bukhub is Mutter. So therefore, it appears to me, says the Bar Loch, that the Torah and Mechaber, they made an abridged copying of all the words of the Rambam and the Siman, and they relied on what they quoted at the end of the words, like already in Rish Samech Bab Sibtes, look over there. You look at the Rambam, that would, from him these words come from, you would see that you could resolve all this very simply. That he picks this wording because what it concludes with at the end of his words in Halacha Yud, that even the large sacks and are the full of glass, which you cannot let them just fall down, but they're going to break, even so, you should not put them there on the animal, and you should unload them softly because it's Shabbat Chaim. And that is what includes in the beginning and then test, and in such a situation, you have to unload it from the animal, that is even literal unloading because it's Shabbat Chaim. And then he starts to explain Yud, and Din Yud, that there's many details regarding this, where it's possible to remove them, not through actual moving, then you're not going to move it by hand. And the Ramas Machnas Reisha B'chulu, so it says this permit even according to the round that he holds in general that it is applicable is tilt even through your body, like the Beis Yisrael writes at the end of the Siman Shinid Aleph. Here it's permitted because it says the Magid Brahm, because it's Tzar B'lechaim. The Maschel Gam Shem Yechtach Smayr, also the concern when you're on the animal or on the wagon, you might tear off a branch. Tasted in the beginning of Perek Dal Evin, they don't write Gam, because it's actually one reason. The gzeir of the animal is because you might tear off a branch, as they wrote in Parakeh of Yomtev. You have to say that what he's saying is that even according to those who say that you don't ever hear Shemayachtach Zmeri because it's a non-Jew who's leading the animal, it's still forbidden because of utilizing the animal because of blood plug. Moreover, because that actually the halach of Shemayachtach would apply even over here. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 21. So you see another ride on the animal. Regarding riding on a bike, Shuvas Rab Pa'olim says that when there's an Erev, it's permitted. And when that geyser, that you might come to fix it. And when there's no Erev, it's permitted only for someone that the community needs him, as Brun Shachanach later on, Simitov Chav Beis, or he's going to a very big Dvar Mitzvah. Look, but there are also different stadim on this Shaila. Now, when Shuvas Yaskul Abdi writes that he heard from Megiddi Emes, from true sources, that at a later point in time, the Rab Pa'olim, he actually retracted from this, because it's common that there could be problems with the bike, and there is a concern they might come to fix it. That's written in Shuvas Shilas Yaakov. It's forbidden to ride on them for many reasons. For example, where he might come to carry Dalam Shaz Rabim, might come to fix it. Also, because since riding is by the movement of his body, you have to make it also because of Tircha, because of Nechal, it's like a weekday type of thing. Shuvas Reb Israel Hildesheimer, he says forbidden because you might make a ditch. Shuvas Marashag writes that no, there's no problem about Oven Dechol, because that's not applicable over here. There's also no problem about making a ditch, because that has no, there's no concern like moving a baby carriage of the wheels. Rather, it should be forbidden because of carrying out from one domain to another domain. And the Menucha Nechainam, he writes that it's forbidden because you might come to fix it. The Kav HaChaim writes that it's forbidden to ride on them because very easily you could go out of the city and also you might come to fix it. And that's also the meaning in Eretz Hatzvi and Eretz Yisrael, that we don't ride on them, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, even when there is an Erev. Shuvas Reb Latzin writes that even though Mekar Adin, you let her ride on them, however, they're in the category of something that's permitted, which others already treat as forbidden, which you're not allowed to permit in front of them. However, regarding a three-wheeler that's made only for little children, and also roller skates, that they're not Noeg Yisr, and you let her ride on them. That's written in Shmir Shabbos Kalchot, you let her ride on a three-wheeler, or on skates, when they're made from this type of rubber, and he adds on that the place where they're already Noeg Yisr, one should not be leaning. Shmuel Orbach instructed, as brought in Sefer Archos Shabbos, that according to the custom, that the minig is not to ride on bicycles, it includes also the minig not to move them. And someone that needs to go and travel in a place where there's no air for the purpose of Pekuch Nefesh, but Shlomo Zalman holds, it's better to ride on a bike than riding on an animal, because riding on an animal has the Yisr every single movement, every single moment. Dish number 22, to wipe your hand on the tail of an animal. Shulchan Aruch wrote in Simchon Beis that's permitted. Halacha writes by the name of Taisa Shabbos that this all by the tail is not connected to an animal, because if not, it'd be forbidden to do this because you're not allowed to move a living creature, even some of it. Halacha writes over there, one has to look into the words of Taisa Shabbos, because it's possible that it's permitted to do this even by a tail that's connected to the animal, because it's possible that the Issa Tilta Balachim is only in the body, not in the here. Now, even though the Issa to lean on a living creature is brought in the Gemara Be'ed up your test, it's only when you're leaning on it with all your kayach. Shlomo Zalman explains, however, wiping your hands from dirt, for sure, even though you're not doing it with all your kayach, it's considered like utilizing an animal, However, they permitted to wipe on the tail because that's normal to wipe in the hairs of the animal, and that's considered that it's designated for it, and it's not considered as muktzah. Now, regarding telling an animal to do malach on Shabbos, for example, let's say a trained dog, which presses with his paw on the light switch to turn on or off the lights when his master hints to him like this. Shuvas Har Tzvi writes it's forbidden because of Shviz Mehemtei, as written by the Eben Ha'izin, Simshin Chavchaz, forbidden for a person to put a leech on himself on Shabbos because of Shviz Mehemtei. And you cannot permit it as a grama because the Torah considers this grama like a full-fledged of malacha, because all malachas of a living creature are considered a malacha regarding their owners. And so too, you cannot say that it's considered as if the living creature is doing it for his own pleasure and not for his owner, because most definitely he wants to fulfill his master's will. And that's written in Shuvas Ha'Latzion. There's like Amir Lanachi, and according to this he writes that telling a living creature from before Shabbos do malacha on Shabbos is permitted because you wouldn't have the stringency and considering it like a shliach of Yisrael, because an animal is b'shor, not a shliach. However, Shem Zaman is inclined that a dog that was trained, that if he sees a thief, that he turns on the lights, he allowed to leave him to do that on Shabbos, because since pressing on the button is not considered as a ma'isa malacha of the dog, it's like only like a grama. Moreover, you have to be concerned that maybe the owner won't be able to hold himself back when he sees his money being taken, it's going to come to b'kuch nefesh. And moreover, since the dog is doing the action on his own understanding from his own will to protect his master, that's not considered as a chasar nashvisa in regards to the owner, even if they were taught to do this. A blind person that goes in the street with a seeing dog, Shlomo Zaman holds that even though the dog itself is sure as muktzah, as Baruch Shulchan Aruch later on Sim Shin Ches, however, in such a situation where he's designated for this utility, you need to move him, so it's logical that this dog would not be considered as muktzah. And as it's explained from the Shabbos Gizmeish that a blind person permitted to go in with a seeing dog into a shul to daven Yom Neram. Tisha 25, Mishbarat said that they didn't want to permit you to move it with your hands, even because it's Tzabal Chaim, because you could do it without your hands. Now, if the load is not Mokta, Sharatzin writes later on, Simshin Lamed Vav, that even though it's forbidden to take objects that are placed on a tree, as brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, there's Sifrit Gimel, however, it is permitted to take a load from an animal because of Tzabal Chaim. Shlomo Zaman holds that even though there are some who are Mefakfik, are not so excited about this etter, however, it's logical that it's permitted when he does not move the animal itself. Dusha number 28, we said that you cannot go on the wagon that's attached, hitched onto the animal, because it's all one kli, and even the board sticking out. Now, even if someone's sitting on a chair that's in the wagon, someone holds, that's considered like utilizing the sides of the animal and not like tzidit stadim. Dusha number 29, however, if someone attaches to the first wagon another wagon, someone instructed that the second wagon is considered like tzidit stadim, the sides of the sides, and that would be permitted to utilize. Dish number 30 said, Tzar B'l-Chaim, that's Dereisa, overrides a rabbinic prohibition, and that even though regarding Hashubas Aved, the returning lost object of Mitzvah Dereisa, however, did not permit to move a mukta item to fulfill it, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simresh Samach Vav, Shulchan explains, you could differentiate between Hashubas Aved, that's a monetary mitzvah, which they did not permit Isur Derban because of it, and between Tzar B'l-Chaim, which is a non-monetary mitzvah, and they've been permitted to be a certain Isur Derabanan to fulfill that Mitzvah Dereisa of Tzar B'l-Chaim. Dershah 31, we said that some paiskim are lenient and that you could even take it off with your hands if you cannot do it through pillows and blankets. Now, to do other malachas that are forbidden in Atarim and Rabbanan to prevent Tzar B'l-Chaim, Mishbaretz and Shin Lamed Beis, that's forbidden, even if because of that the animal is going to die. Chaznish writes that because of Tzar B'l-Chaim and the concern of loss, one can be lenient and rely on those who permit to move muktzah or to violate on other Yisur Rabbanan when they cannot wait till nighttime. And the explanation of the opinion of Chaznish is written to say, B'aznidbru, that the het is only when there's also a loss and also Tzar B'l-Chaim. He adds on from the words of Mishnah Berurah that brings at the end of his words the opinion of Eli Rabba as lenient regarding Issa Muktzah, only because Tzar B'l-Chaim, it sounds like he's inclined to be lenient even when it's just Tzar B'l-Chaim. Now, to take small fish out of an aquarium so that the bigger fish don't eat them, Shlomo Zaman holds that's forbidden because fish are mukta, and since there's no pain that's being caused because of him, and that's also the norm of fish, that the big fish eat the small fish, it's possible it's not even considered Tzar B'l-Chaim that would permit to move mukta because of that.